This is Politics Up Close from KCBW News in Salt Lake City. I'm Jeff Robinson. Every Utah lawmaker will tell you that they support public education, but exactly how they go about doing it can be vastly different. Now, Democrats in the Utah legislature are rolling out a new educational plan dubbed the Best Schools Initiative, hoping to garner public support for increasing teachers' salaries and investing in classrooms in advance of the 2012 legislative session. How will they go about doing this, and how will they be able to get Republicans to sign on to the plan? One longtime educator who is part of the new initiative is Representative Joel Briscoe of Salt Lake City, who joins me now in the studio. Representative, it's great to have you here.
I'm happy to be here, Jeff. Thanks.
Joel, how long has this Best Schools Initiative been in the making now? How long have you been formulating it?
Some Democrats have been talking over the past year, but formally we've been working on this for 2 or 3 months.
And so what prompted it? What failures or what are you seeing in the school system that made you say, you know, this needs to be rolled out?
Republicans have been in charge of state government for over 30 years, and we think and we feel like many of us, public schools are under attack. If you look at research done by Doug McDonald for Utah's for Public Schools, you could come to the conclusion that public schools have been systematically defunded. There's another call now by Senator Stevenson for vouchers. You have the vice chair of the Republican Party in the state of Utah who said he doesn't believe that public education is a essential function of government. And we think we need to respond.
So you see this as more than a difference of opinion, a difference of ideas? You truly feel as though it's under attack by the other party?
When the leadership of the state party goes on air and not under duress says they don't think it's an essential function of government, we don't really need public schools, I think that's a pretty clear statement.
So how many Democrats are involved in this initiative putting together these plans?
I don't have the list in front of me, 10 or 12, but it has the backing of the caucuses of the House and the Senate of the Utah State Legislature.
So, Representative Briscoe, you've been a teacher for many years yourself. You're now at the Davis Education Association. What is your contribution to this initiative, and give me the specifics of your plan?
Ron Edmonds, who started the Central Schools Movement, founder of the Effective Schools Movement, said, mm-hmm. We already know everything we need to know about how to educate all children well. The question is, do we have the will to do so? And there are some certain essentials. We need well-educated, well-prepared teachers. We need a broad-based, quality curriculum. We need children going to schools that are safe to attend. We need appropriate and energetic and informed parent involvement in the schools. We need to provide support to schools to do all the things that they know they need to do. Class size and support, appropriate support for teachers in the classroom mm-hmm. is also essential. I'm interested in making sure that we start reinvesting in our teachers again. You know, there studies have shown over and over again that all the top performing systems in the United States and in the world demonstrate that the quality of the system depends ultimately on the quality of its teachers. And I think we can give teachers more support than we're currently giving them.
In terms of support, what is there to that besides just increasing salaries? Or is that really the bulk of it?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, that's not the only issue. And the critics who say that all you guys would do is trying to throw money at the problem. But we seem to be working on a very unique trying to see how little we can spend and still get quality out of this system. And I don't think we can really penny pinch our way to excellence. I'm very concerned about the fact that over the past 3 years, not only have class sizes gone up in a state that already has the highest class sizes in the country, mm-hmm. but in order to balance budgets, many school districts have ended up reducing the amount of time teachers have to prepare to get ready for school. Mm-hmm. The number of days they have for professional development and preparation of their classroom and their curriculum and getting ready for the students coming into their class is, in many instances, dramatically decreased. And I'm very concerned about the long-term disinvestment effect of that on the ability of teachers to teach effectively.
What do you think about the quality of teachers overall in this state? And do you think when it comes to salaries specifically that it does have an impact that teachers who either from Utah move out of state or from out of state to decide not to come here because the salaries are simply too low?
Problems in Nevada might have changed this, but if you will go talk to the education officials who teach students who want to become teachers at Southern Utah University and talk about the ability to keep those teachers in Utah versus going to Clark County mm-hmm. because of salary differential, A lot of people are staying put because they got jobs, and that's a real tough economy. Even though it's good in Utah, it's real tough, and a lot of people are staying put. But when you want to talk about quality of teachers, I mean, there was a press release last week that noted that Utah students taking advanced placement tests at the end of last year, 2011, 7.5% more students in Utah took the test, 1% more passed, 68% of the students in Utah who took an AP test passed, compared to the national average of 58%. That's not all just students walking into school. I taught AP government at Bountiful High School for years. And students, you know, AP teachers are well-prepared teachers who know their subject very well, who know what those students need to know and be able to do to pass those tests. There are a lot of really good things going on in Utah public schools, and that's one of the things we intend to do with our Best Schools Initiative. Between now and the legislative session, we will be making visits to schools and programs across the state of Utah to highlight and look at things that are being done well that maybe need some more support.
So when it comes to paying for all this, Joel, what exactly is the plan? Do you have something that is specific and something that could be palatable to the super majority of Republicans in the legislature?
We're really pleased to hear Senator Stevens say in response to our press conference last week that he is looking for good ideas. He wants to see what we have to come forth, and he'd like to consider it. And we're really happy to hear that we have his open mind on this subject. In terms of funding, Senator Pat Jones has been in the press with a dramatic proposal that she has, which would significantly impact the amount of money being available for public schools to effectively teach our students. Senator Ben McAdams is working on a funding proposal that he's not yet ready to release, and other Democrats may come forth. One thing we can guarantee you is we will come forth with ideas, and we will have more than one of them.
When it comes to Senator Jones' proposal, which you mentioned, that's the idea of eliminating the dependent tax credit. So essentially, if you have more children, then you'll be, paying to ensure that they are educated. What are your thoughts on that? You know, do people who have dependent children deserve a tax break, or is it only fair that they, share the load when it comes to paying their K-12 education?
The thing I like about Senator Jones' proposal is it's a significant amount of money. I like the fact that she's looking to invest in public schools. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the details of her bill. I'd like to withhold judgment until I get a chance to read it. The concept I love. I think that everyone across the board in Utah ought to contribute to funding a quality public education system because the future of our economy depends upon it. Everyone benefits when students are well-educated, graduate from high school and graduate from college, get good paying jobs, which helps all of us. So anything that we can do that helps educate students well and effectively benefits Utah, I think everyone ought to participate in helping to support that.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest in the studio is State Representative Joel Briscoe, a Democrat of Salt Lake City, talking about the Utah Democrats' new Best Schools Initiative. Representative Briscoe, as I mentioned, you're with the Davis Education Association. Do you think that opens you up to accusations from Republican lawmakers that you're trying to reward the teachers' union somehow?
I haven't heard that yet. Would that surprise me? Maybe not. I'd like to see some specific allegations. I'd be happy to answer them. I have a constituency, and it's teaching kids, and we want to do what we can to make sure that every parent knows that walking into a public school, their child has a chance in a great education.
There has been a proposal by Republican Senator Howard Stevenson, which you mentioned, to potentially look at eliminating collective bargaining for public employees in Utah, including teachers. How worried are you that Utah may be the next Wisconsin?
I've told people that Utah was a Tea Party state before it was cool to be Tea Party, and these kind of proposals coming from Senator Stevenson are unfortunately not surprising. They like to take nationwide horror stories and then apply them to Utah. I would encourage people to look at the facts on the ground in Utah and what teachers have been able to do with the largest class sizes, the lowest funding. I think teachers in Utah are very effective. I don't think that teacher unions have in any way impeded that, and if anything, have assisted in providing quality education in Utah.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Representative, in the few minutes that we have left here, when it comes to funding public education in Utah, the argument you frequently get from the GOP is, we might be dead last in per pupil spending, but just look at the outcomes. We're not dead last in the outcomes, and therefore that proves that we just spend our money more wisely than all the rest of those other states. To what degree do you think that is accurate, and how do you think you'll be able to demonstrate that, you know, it's we do need more money?
I've heard that from some legislators. Why are you complaining? We get good test scores and we don't spend an awful lot of money. People who believe that argument should go to the Utah Foundation website, look at a recent report produced by Stephen Cruz, which shows that for about the last 10 or 15 years, we can no longer claim that based on our income levels and the amount of taxes we're paying for education based on our income levels, that we are actually putting out the way we used to. You know, I'm a Utahn. I'm a native Utahn. Frugality is an important part of our culture, but there's a difference between frugality and cheap. And doing something cheaply isn't necessarily doing something frugally. There was a book published about Walmart that said the difference between Walmart and value is Walmart is cheap. And in the past, as Americans, we used to shop for value for getting something really good for less money. Frugality is an important virtue, especially in our current climate. Cheapness and just trying to ratchet down the system and then keep putting pressure on people to perform, I don't think, is a recipe for success.
We've been speaking with State Representative Joel Briscoe, a Democratic lawmaker from Salt Lake City, about the Democrats' new Best Schools initiative. And Representative Briscoe, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to hearing more about the initiative as it's unfolded during the 2012 legislative session. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, for the time. Appreciate it very much.